WSBQ996 calling WRWB 489. Are you out this morning, Mike? Reply WRWB 489. It's the WSBQ996 standing by. WSCU 202, good morning, channel.
Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788, mastering from Saginaw.
WS Flinttown 308. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine a couple of days ago who got in early on the investment on Bitcoin, and he got pretty wealthy off it to the point where when I was talking to him the other day, he was considering buying another coin. And I don't know if any of you are aware, but $91,000 per coin on the Bitcoin right now. So that's how well he did. And it got me thinking, man, I sure screwed up because he tried to get me in way back when and I never did it. And so now I'm looking into investing again into some cryptocurrency, and I fear that I'm too late because I'm too old to see it come to fruition. But anybody else out there invest in any kind of cryptocurrency right now? Well, I'm going to take that as a no, but that's okay. Sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith. I went ahead and invested, and I didn't put very much in, but it seems to be on the rise. So I guess I'll keep my fingers crossed. Looks like a beautiful morning this morning. No rain now, maybe rain later. Hope you all be safe. Have a great Wednesday. WS Flinttown 308. Clear.
WSCU 445 monitoring mobile.
WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy.
445, copy.
Before I forget, when you see Justin, I think he said something about giving someone a ride. Just tell him to take the Equinox.
I can do that. We got a new employee just pulled in over there taking a bunch of stuff in.
Yeah, I'll have the Star Trek pop quiz questions ready to go.
Yep, start your morning off right.
So interesting bit last night, that guy from Manton that's been reaching the substance repeater. I talked to him a little bit. Chris got on, he talked to him. Or I actually talked to him on the Manfalona repeater. He talked to Chris on the Stutz. And then I was out in the garage, and he talked to the guy for, man, I don't know how long. It was been on it for an hour and a half on the East Jordan repeater. Clear as crystal.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I didn't get on there last night. I just went in and sat down. I was done.
Oh yeah, I wasn't up talking. I was sitting on the couch trying to stay awake.
You guys seen that stuff I sent over to you? It's supposed to start tonight, right?
I guess we'll have to look. Was it you sent it to me in Messenger or something?
Yeah, I sent it over in Messenger for you. You'll have to look at it if you want to stop and stop at the house tonight before you head home. We can do that.
Alrighty. Alright, well, I'm going to get her dropped off and I'll be in there. Tell the new guy to just stay cool. Don't get excited unless you want to clean. Then that's okay.
I can do that.
Maybe mention too, boy, I hope you brushed up on your Star Trek, because he's got a list of questions for you.
Yeah, they're getting ready to pull in the parking lot over here right now.
All right, sir. I will see you in just a little bit. WSCC 544, clear and monitoring.
Sounds good. I'll see you when you get here. WSEU 445, clear.
WRJD 263 Mobile listening.
WFEP 544 monitoring.
WRHG-794 monitoring.
WRM-2805 mobile, standing by. WRMZ-640.
Station 544, WRUG 488, copy.
WRHG-794 monitoring. WRHG-794 westbound around the 123 mile marker.
WRMQ-805, standing by.
WRCY 565, WSDS 311. Do you copy 565?
WRCY 565 is here. Go ahead, 311.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, do you want to know what the weather conditions are over here in Macomb now? Just wondering. Go ahead.
Well, I had a bit of rain come through here, but everything's cleared up now. It's just a matter of drying out for her. That's about it. So what's going on over there?
Wet or quite a while. That's what I'm seeing anyway.
No, right now I'm waiting for maintenance to come out here. I got to get my sink down. Faucet's coming loose from the mount that they put in back in July. And they should be between now and probably 2 o'clock.
That was breaking up a little bit, but it could very well be at my end of things since I'm mobile and the weather's, my weather report is, it's crappy weather right now and I'm going under power lines. Other than that, yeah, everything's good. I just had somebody on the road decide to try to cut me off, so yeah, that's cool.
Well, the roads, I understand, are a little slick, but it's also in the 50s, so I think I'm still at 50. Hang on. Yeah, I'm right at 50 degrees out here, so for the moment, but I guess it's going to be dropping and get slick, and they're talking about the possibility of snow over the next 2 nights. I'll believe it when I see it.
I agree. I'm not buying into the snow, but yeah, it would be fun if it does happen. But if I was a betting man, I think we're not going to see any snow. That's all right. Just adds a little bit more to the drama, I guess.
Yeah, but I try to avoid drama as much as possible. So when it starts coming down, when it does, whether it's in the next couple of mornings or the next couple of weeks or whatever, or by Christmas time, I'll just deal with it as best I can because I'm done with weather and everything.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I think we can look forward to drama for, I don't know, approximately 4 years or so. There's going to be a lot of drama. But I was just checking in with you. All right, I'm getting close to home, just seeing what's happening over there. And I figured for sure that you needed a weather report from here in Macomb.
Well, about almost a half hour ago, I checked it anyway, you know, because I look at the radar, and the radar covers the Tri-County area, so. But I haven't looked at it since, and whatever was here this morning in the way of any dampness or drizzle, I mean, it wasn't raining hard, but it was enough to wet everything again, and after it dried out overnight, and that's about it, so. All right, well, I will let you go. Two hands on the wheel. Be safe going home. Watch out for crazies trying to cut you off. We'll catch up with you later. We're monitoring. Nothing new to report at this point in time. But, yeah, WRCY 565, I'm clear.
Hey, Don. Talk to you later. WSBS 311, clear.
We Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel. WRAS 504, monitoring channel.
WSDZ 713, do you copy 713? WSDS 311, standing by. quote-unquote experts out there. Check, anybody got a copy on this station? WSBS 311. Radio check, WSBS 311. I'm back again. I got a little bit of that. WSBS 311.
Eleven, this is WRVG 829. How do you hear me?
829, I got something clear. I just picked my head out the back door here. I don't know if I'm just in a bad spot in the house or what. How are you reading me right now?
Loud and clear, very, very easy to hear you right now.
Okay, roger that. I'm going to go back to see if I can connect over there. Appears I was pretty scratchy as well, so I'm going to go out on that west side of the house and see if I can connect that. Thank you. WSBS 11. Stand by.
BRVG 829.
US, Midtown 308, on standby on the mobile.
Can you actually copy me? I'm on a handheld radio down on 21.
Yes, sir, I do have a copy. I'm up here in Flint, and a little bit of a pop and crackle, but I'm here, and yes, over.
Bowser, Bowser. That's a new one for me, making the rain. That's good. Well, I'm going to come out here for a bit. Thank you very much for the check. WSBY 842. How are we going?
Indeed, 842. Be careful out there. WS, Nicktown 308. Cliff.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy.
WRZP 544.
WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack. Good afternoon, first, and good to hear you. I just want to see if you're doing okay or not. It's raining here in Rochester Hills, raining hard, and we're sitting inside the house between four walls. Roger, Bob.
Roger that, Jack. Same thing here. Low 40s all day, rain on and off, and of course expecting a mixture rain and snow up here later tonight and tomorrow evening. Nothing to get excited about, no accumulation expected, over.
Roger, Bob. I shouted for you yesterday. You weren't on the air, so I figured I'd try it right now. And I have a little bit of work to do. I got to put that old Christmas tree back on. So I got a lot of work to do here. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, it won't be long before we'll be putting those decorations up around here as well, Roger.
Roger, Bob, you take care. I talked to Dan a couple of days out of Cleveland, Ohio, a couple of days ago. He was doing all right. Yeah, that's about it. It was a propagation open was. It was very open from Ohio to here. So I talked to him, and that was it. And he asked me if I passed the test. I said, no, I didn't pass the test. I failed with one. And you know what? I'm going to take a test online again, see what happens. Well, Bob, good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG 48. We'll talk again.
Roger that, sir. As you say, we'll do it again. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Best to you and your family, Jack. Always a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Hey, I hear Jack and Bob out there. I'm just testing a new roll-up slim dim antenna. Over.
You don't sound good. I don't know what you're on the handheld, I believe. When you're on the handheld, do me a favor. Hold your handheld straight, and you can talk. Maybe you clear up all that, you know, whatever it is out that way. Roger? You're not doing good. You know what? Do me another favor. Maybe, I think you're inside the house or something like that. If you're inside the house, be by the window. It'll clear up some of that stuff out there. And this is WIUG 48. Don't sound, you know, find a hot spot. That's all I can tell you. If you know what I mean by that, you know, or something like that, building, get away from that a little bit. That way, that means it's a hot spot. Roger? Well, I'm going to let you go because not much really better and what I think. So you take care and you have a good day. Good talking to you. WIUG 48.
WS Flintown 308. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you caught that at the beginning, but he mentioned he was trying out a new antenna. I don't know if you can copy this or not, but that antenna isn't working for you, buddy. So whichever, if you got another one, I would suggest putting it back on there. Over.
All right, thanks for the information. I appreciate that. I'm not sure if you'll hear this or not, but I will keep trying again. So thank you for the assistance. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That transmission actually is a little bit clearer for some reason, so I don't know if you moved to a, you know, like Jack was saying, a hot spot there, but that was a little bit better, but still not clear. So, yeah, keep trying, and we'll be here. WS, Flinttown 308.
I'm here with 308, WSFK-6625. To make up that last transmission, but that was about it.
I don't know if you have one of these Nagoya 771G. I don't know if you have one of these antenna. Put that antenna on. You'll do better. Roger.
Yeah, Jack, I do have that antenna, and that's the one I've been talking to you guys the last few days on. The only thing is that I got to run to the backyard to get a good signal. I was just trying to get something that would work inside the garage so that I could talk in the garage instead of having to walk to the backyard, but maybe I'll try the Nagoya again in the garage and see if that works. Over.
Now he's sounding better, but get that antenna and go in the garage and give me a shout. No problem. I'll talk to you. WIAG 48.
This is Brian again. I swapped from the roll-up slim tim antenna to the Nagoya 771G. Is this any better? Over.
Oh yeah, that's a lot better. At least your audio is good. Your signal is better than before, and you're understandable. Roger.
All right, thanks again, Jack. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll see if I can try to stick this other antenna up in a tree later tonight and give it another try. But thanks again for the confirmation. WSSG-692. Over.
No problem at all. Anytime you like. We hope you have a good evening. WIUG-48. I'm clear.
FT-308, clear.
WRTX 930, southbound Mackinac Ridge, mobile and monitoring.
Hello, Ken. Come on back.
Well, that sounds like Jack.
Yeah, how you doing? WIUG 48.
Oh, doing just splendid. Coming across the bridge here, southbound.
You're sounding good across that bridge. Roger.
I'm sorry, well, did you ask your question there? I didn't quite hear that. My truck's pretty loud here.
You're sounding good. You're coming from that bridge. Are you going or are you coming this way?
I'm southbound, so I'm going towards you.
Good. So how you doing? I haven't heard you in a while.
Have you?
Yeah, I went back to the UP with my dad and uncle and my brother to do some deer hunting.
Did anything?
No, I didn't get anything. My brother did, but I did not. But had a good time nonetheless.
That's good. At least was, I believe, was warm that way, isn't it?
It's pouring rain and it's 44 degrees, so it's pretty warm, yeah, if that's what you ask. I think that's what you ask.
We hear the same thing. It's raining here and not that cold. Yesterday it was 60. Well, it was warm and 60 here yesterday. Roger.
Yeah, it's, too warm for this time of year, but it's supposed to turn to snow tonight, at least where I am right now here, but I'm not sure about at home.
Not here, ain't gonna be no snow. Well, Bobbitt's is gonna be a little bit snowy, but it's not much really. Roger?
Give me about 10 minutes. This is going down to the hole in Mackinac City here, but when I come on the hill, I'll be able to talk. You've been breaking up a little bit.
Drive safe. WIUG 48. I'm clear. WRTX 930, WIUG 48, copy.
UT48, WRTX 930.
Go ahead, 930.
There, that sounds a lot better. I don't know what's going on. I got a not so good antenna mount in this truck. It was not receiving you very well back there. But whatever, fine now. What's new, Jack? What's going on? Keep busy down there?
I always keep busy. You're right about that. I need to do this and I need to do that, and I want you to do this and I want you to do that. That's what's happening out here. And I clean up every day outside. Those leaves, they never finish. Every time you do summer, there's another one coming in. And there's still some leaves out there, and there's other people's trees. Roger?
Oh, well, just blow them back onto their yard. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, easy to say, but not easy to do.
Yeah, well, spent a week in the woods with my dad and my uncle and my brother, and we had a good time up there. We had a good time. It's always a good time. Wish I would have got a deer, but I can still bow hunt behind my house. There's some deer running around there. I might get one there, hopefully.
Again, I used to like that. I used to take a whole week, go out there, fresh air. You fall asleep right away, but you wake up. And you fall asleep again. Then you wake up and look around and all that. And then it's going on the way, you'll see it. It comes by you. And I got that for like 10, 12 years in a row.
Oh, you can't be falling asleep there. That's no good. They'll come right by you when you do that. And they'll, They might take a little dump right in front of you as they're walking by.
Oh, you're right. Three times they done that. I was sleeping and I can hear chook 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 chook, you know, going right on the leaves. I woke up and I see that thing took off and took a leak that way.
Yeah, you can't be falling asleep. That's not going to do anybody any favors. But it is, sometimes it's hard not to. I've felt myself dozing off a time or two, but, it's all right. That's all right.
He can. It's a fresh air. He never smelled that air there before. Not like here. Over here, up a bit there. Chimneys and burning woods and all that. Over there, it was nothing. You know, maybe one or two burning woods, but in the middle of nowhere, you smell that fresh air, it will take you away.
Yeah, there is something about that. I do sleep a lot better up there than I do downstate, but... Yeah, I'm not really the city where I'm at downstate anyway, so I still sleep pretty good. I can't complain.
Nobody can listen to you if you complain. Hey, Al, is it still raining by you there?
Oh yeah, it's pouring rain pretty good. Kind of no fun in the truck I'm in. I'm in my 1973 K5 Blazer, which I built. It's got an all fiberglass body. And I didn't have time to put the hard top on this year, so I'm in a soft top. And and yeah, it's kind of noisy and not leaking. I'm happy about that, but it's pouring rain. It's pouring rain, man.
That's no fun anyhow. I wish you a good luck on that rain. Maybe it'll stop on the way home. Roger.
I don't know. I was just talking to my wife. She says it's raining there, so I've only got 2.5 hours to go here. I'm guessing it's going to be raining the whole way. Is it raining by you?
It rained 10 minutes ago, then it stopped, and now it's raining back again. Roger.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the radar, but I'm guessing I'm going to be in the rain the whole way. Hopefully it won't be this heavy, though. It's really coming down here.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you drive because I don't want you to keep an eye on that road, especially when it rains. It's very hard to see the paved road. Roger.
I'm sorry. Bring that last one back. My radio was like clipping out. It's not a receiving problem. It's like a radio problem. Like clipping out, so I only got every other word that you said. Try it again. I just restarted the radio. I think that usually helps this one sometimes.
You know what? It's better. I might have to let you drive to be home right away or something like that, because it's very hard really to look at the paved road in the rain. Not hard. Roger.
Yeah, I got you that time. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, this truck's a handful to run in the wind and the rain here. It's got a mild 2.5-inch lift on it, and the old square body steering. Kind of a handful. Keep going.
Yeah, well, if you want to keep going, go ahead. Hey, there's still all the repeaters working, by the way, if you want to know that.
Okay, how do you know that?
Every day I have everybody from Fred, Bob, and Sheboygan out there. I just talked to them a few minutes ago, and the Bay City. And a friend.
All right, well, I'm coming up by Bob at Sheboygan's general area, at least where I think he is. I don't know if he's still out there. Just making my way, slow but sure here.
He's still here.
But Bob,
hey,
answering you back.
544, how you doing? I'm just passing by the First Indian River exit here.
I'm high and dry. All systems go here, and you drive safe. I'm glad to hear you had a great time up there with your family, and as I said, drive safely. Jack, we'll turn the channel back to you, sir. WRZT 544 for identification purposes. That, Ken? Is he here, Bob?
Yeah, I got him. Good to hear from you, Bob. Yeah, have a good night there. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, just making my way slow down here, Jack. It's the rain is coming down.
rain get a little bit more down and that rain lit up, let me know. I'll be here. WIUG 48.
Alright, yep. I'm going to stop for some fuel here and continue on my way. But, I might try to raise you a little bit later. See if you're on. Good talking to you, Jack. Take it easy for now. This is WRTX 930.
I'll be here listening to you. WIUG 48.
I do believe I passed one of you on the highway there, WRJD 263. Oh, I thought I had your APL code. Is this thing getting into that repeater okay? WRJD263.
I'm picking you up on the MI8 network. I don't know what repeater you're on because I'm not near the hub, so I don't know what exact repeater you're on. But you are making it in, and you're coming through loud and clear, practically full quieting. CY565.
Not sure exactly what repeater. I'm up here in Indian River area. I'm 131 head south there, so I was just kind of scanning the bands. I picked up this one here, WRJD 263.
I picked you up on the Sheboygan repeater. That's what you're coming across, and I walked over and saw you on the hub.
Okay. That's one of the few networks that are still connected together.
Well, yeah. And until we get a notification to cease and desist, business as usual.
I live in Traverse City there. I'm going to put a couple of repeaters up here shortly, and I'm going to link them together. I don't think I'm going to get a cease and desist at all, because they're not a big fan of me.
Well, you know, I don't really have much to say about it. Like I said, we're in business until we're told to shut it down, so. All right, well, you're making it through that particular repeater up there in Sheboygan, and you're coming through full quieting, loud and clear. You have a good evening. WRCY 565. I'm talking to you from the Detroit repeater, about 12 miles north of downtown Detroit. We're clear.
All right, nice talking to you. I'm going to go back to HF here and play around with 10 meter.
WSPS 311, this is WSPN 87. 887, go ahead, WSPS 311.
I just got on the road.
Well, that's a good start. I was just going to chat with 565 there and do a little testing on some antennas. But that could be put off for another day. How's it going?
Going good. I'm good. I'm driving. So go right ahead and do your radio check. And I'll see you in about 20. WSCN on standby.
Well, you're sounding pretty dang good, I'll say that. So I'm assuming you're like 5 or 6 feet from the McComb repeater, something like that. Yeah, you're sounding real good. All right, I'll see you in a few. WSBS 311.
Actually, I'm at North Avenue and South Gresham.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Yeah, you're sounding good. So whatever you're doing, just make sure, you know, you have that antenna, you know, straight up and down, because we know that's very important. Roger.
Roger that.
Okay, so I'm thinking about, I want to see Bob tonight, so how do you feel about Stony Creek Roadhouse dealio?
Well, if you have dinner made and ready to go, I'll be in for that.
I'll have it made for you out there at the FCR. How's that sound?
I'm going to think on that.
Well, I have some business to discuss with him, so I sort of need to be out there. I spoke with a brother of yours today by the name of David, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay, roger that.
Okay, I know when I'm kicked off the airwaves. WSBS 311, standing by. WRCY 565, do you copy? 565.
Yes, I'm sitting here patiently waiting for my turn to be called.
I just love it. You're so patient. Okay, so what I want to know is, what are your feelings about? So I have a my mic plugged into my handheld here, and what kind of difference does it make if I'm, you know, grounding my handheld, holding on to it, or not? What do you think?
You're solid into the repeater, full bar signal. You're practically full quieting, no noise in the background, and as long as you're holding your radio straight up and down, according to the monitors, you're sound just ducky.
Well, ducky, that's a pretty good rating. Okay, I'm not touching the radio right now. I'm only holding my microphone. So that's what I'm wondering. Does it make a difference, touching the radio or just holding on to a microphone? Can you tell any difference now, me not touching the radio? Roger.
Yeah, in my honest opinion, there's just a little bit of a sizzling hiss in the background, but nothing to impede anything at all.
Okay, then it's decided. I'm touching radio now, but I think I'm not going to worry about it. I just, you know, I think sometimes I have this thing. I'm in the woods, and I've got it in a backpack, and I can't touch the radio. I'm just holding a microphone, so I'm wondering, is that affecting the distance that I'm getting out there, you know? So based on your, you know, feedback there, I'm going to say it doesn't make that big a difference. Over.
Break.
Go, break.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is WSAI 620. Aaron here. For the backpack mount, you could always run one of those pigtails for a ground plane. You won't have the radio in your hand. It'll give you a little bit better signal.
Where does the pigtail go to? I mean, how does that work?
So you can look up, there's a specific length of wire that you need for this frequency. I forgot exactly what it is off the top of my head. You can get one of those ring connectors, and you basically screw it onto, like, where your antenna screws into the radio. It just sits on that thread as a ground plane.
Dang, that's pretty technical. Okay, I'll look into that. Appreciate it. I'm not sure that, you know, it's that important to me. It's just, I guess, more information. That's all.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about maybe a 5 to 10% performance increase. It's basically, if you're right on the edge, it'll get you there.
I talk to my wife once in a while, and the 5 to 10% improvement increase, she's all about that. So we'll just leave that at that. Break. Go break.
WSEC 835. Gents, I had a question regarding repeaters. I'm in the Detroit area, and I was recently doing some overlanding up in the UP, and I know that I get a lot of traffic around the Sheboygan area, even on this repeater, while I'm down in the Detroit area. And when I was in Sheboygan, I could not hear or talk, like, you guys couldn't hear me on the repeater. And I'm really new to GMRS and still learning. Anybody got an explanation on that for me?
Hey, 565, maybe you can help out there. Go ahead.
WRCY 565, there is a website known as lowercase letters MI8 dot systems. That's SYSTEMS. You go to that site and it'll explain the system you're talking on.
Excellent. I appreciate the help with that. I'm going to check that out later on this evening. Appreciate the information. WSCC 835. Thank you.
The bill is in the mail. Back to you, Tom.
Yes. Hey, Donald, one of these days, I'm thinking maybe can hook up there. Have you ever been out there to the Stony Creek Roadhouse? They're on 26 Mile Road, kind of close to Stony Creek Park itself. A buddy of mine who's in the band with me plays in there with his wife, a couple other people, mix up over the, two-piece, three-piece, whole band kind of thing. Do you ever get out that way?
Stand by a second.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
I'm back, but Bob, I heard you pop in, so go ahead, sir. You know you're more than welcome on this system.
All systems go here, sir. I'm just ringing in, let you know it's copy in the mail there. I hope you and yours are well, and you take care. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Doc.
I thank you very much, and you're sounding great up there, so do take care. Tom, what was your question again? I got sidetracked with something here on my phone I had to take care of.
It's all good. You guys are sounding loud and clear, which is kind of nice. No, just wondering if you, because I know we talked music and groups kind of thing over the past month. Do you ever get out there to the Stony Creek Roadhouse out on 26 by Stony Creek Park?
I'm aware of the establishment, but I haven't been out there in such a long time, I would probably forget how to get out there. I usually just hang around the establishments around Royal Oak and stuff like that to see the local musicians. As I've mentioned to you before, my niece's husband, his solo act and his band, and they got stuff coming up later on this month. At the end of the month, I think it's Friday after Thanksgiving, there's a release party in Royal Oak somewhere.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, I'll keep you posted. So maybe one of these days, you know, you can get out there, because I sit in with these guys now and again, and we'll have ourselves a couple of laughs. And, yeah, it's all good. It's a lot of fun. There's stuff happening all over town for sure. A lot of talented people playing. It's hard to keep up with everybody.
Well, I'm automatically invited to this album release party or whatever they're calling it because I'm family, but it's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I'm at a point in my life where I nor Joanne want to be out in those conditions and the insanity of it all. But, I usually stay around this general area, Berkeley, Royal Oak, stuff like that, to see people. My niece's husband, my niece and her husband live out in Lake Orion, and he plays out there a lot. He's in Clarkston, you know, all those areas, and, you know, he invites me up there. It's not going to cost me anything to get in, no cover charges, no nothing. He'll buy me a drink, whatever. It's like, even that's too far for me to even go now, whether I have transportation or not.
Yeah, that's a pretty good haul for you, for sure. I mean, that's a pretty good cruise for me. My brother lives out that way as well. But, yeah, it's all good. Okay, well, I'll keep you posted anyway. Oh, I think that's a wife buzzing on me right now. So, okay, we'll keep in touch, and I will talk with you later. Good chatting. WSBS 311.
All right, copy all that. Have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. We'll be monitoring here, over there, here, there, and everywhere. Somewhere on some band, on some radio, I can be found. WRCY 565, I'm clear.
WRPB 448, monitoring the frequency.
This is WSBK-881, monitoring this channel.
WSTM 924, mic check.
WSDD 439, monitoring.
Tells you by the frequency, WRZP 544. Kurt.
WRPB 448, standing by.
Good evening, sir. WRZP 544. How are things down your way, sir?
Well, hello, Bob. Things are good. I was just curious, did you get my text just now?
I did. She just come in on the old landline device there. Roger, Kurt.
Copy that. I know the other night our conversation was a little scratchy right at the moment. I was glad to get that number without any issues. Well, very good. Hadn't heard you in a couple days. Everything been good?
Not me and the better half, the XYL there. We've been down, not sure. It's not COVID. We tested for COVID, but I'm pretty much in and out of both ends here for the last couple of days, so been bedridden, but we're on the mend there, Roger.
Well, really sorry to hear that you're feeling under the weather, but I'm very happy to hear that you guys are on the mend. Who knows, could be the weather, a zillion different things. It's Michigan, over.
Roger that. That time of year, quite possibly, could have brought something home from the kings at church. Who knows? But, it's the downside here this time of year. But, no, went to the doc, got some antibiotics there to put in it. And, as I said, we're on the mend, so knock wood. All systems go here and hope you and yours are well.
We are well here. I went to the doctor yesterday, and blood sugar is still too high for surgery, but it is on the downward slope, so slowly but surely I'm making progress. And other than that, just enjoying a nice quiet day with the rain falling around me. That's all. Over.
Much the same here, Kurt. I'm getting ready to put the base station in the living room for the winter time. But, yep, all systems go, as I said. We wanted to wave a hand at you, and you are definitely 2.5 on your transmission and modulation this evening. So, we'll do it again. Kurt, always a pleasure to have you in my receiving. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Well, thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will be in touch. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
Hey, Bob, has it started snowing up there yet? Whiskey Sugar Delta, Delta 439.
WRZP 544. No, sir. Just steady rain at the moment, but they're expecting a mix here later tonight. Nothing to get excited about yet. Over.
Very good. Very good. I know it's starting to get the temperature starting to dip a little bit into those, getting into the mid-30s, and it doesn't take much after that before we start seeing white stuff. I know you guys see it up there way before we do down here. I'm hoping for the best for you.
do that. Looks to be low 30s throughout until next Saturday, and then Saturday night 29 again. Chance of rain and snow there, they're saying. So it is what it is. So we're prepared for it as always, Roger.
Absolutely. I know if you live up there, you got to be used to it, or at least be prepared. Enough food stock, and I don't know if you have, you know, oil up there or what you use for heat, but you probably got that backed up by now anyways, too. So you guys are hardy up there, not so much down here.
We are. For being as far out in the country as I am, I have natural gas, which is a good thing. And as you said, I'm backed up should I need that. And got the old generator there, Generac on the old system. And So, as you said, we're a hardy bunch up here. So we'll definitely enjoy the change of season. And like always, look forward to spring.
So you do have the Generac. Yeah, I've been putting that one off. Someday I'll get to it.
Do that. And I saved my pennies here since I moved in and retired here in 2010. I just got it put in 2 years ago. But, we're ready. We're prepared. So just remind everybody, quite a few guests up here this year during silly season, quite a few more than usual, which is disconcerting. Folks need to slow down when they're up here. We realize you're on vacation and we're in your way, but we enjoy everybody coming up for the camping season, the hunting season, and hopefully this year we'll get some snow for all the snowmobilers here. We didn't have anything last year to speak of. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I was down here. I think we got some decent snows. It seemed like we would get a good snow and then it would get warm and they'd all melt. So, no doubt. You probably got a four-wheel drive too, right?
Oh yeah, we got the Mac Daddy tires to go with it. Both me and the XYL. You all definitely got the rain down there this year that we didn't get. However, we've been getting it the last week and a half here. But we did miss the rain this season up here. Over.
Oh, it looked like you guys are getting quite a bit of rain when I was always checking. I know Petoskey and Charlevoix and Traverse City, it seemed like they were getting hit all the time and stuff was going all around us down here. We had decent rain up until, I think, right about August, and then it just kind of stopped and then started back up again here in October.
All good copies. Fortunately, we didn't have any major fires to put out up here this year. Several little ones, but all our crews are on top of it up here, so that's a good thing. But other than that, we're just settling in for the winter here, and honeydew list is done, the house and the dogs and everybody's ready, so looking forward to the holiday season.
Roger that, especially with most of us knuckleheads down here staying down here and leaving you guys alone. Now you can relax a little bit.
Oh, no, as I said, it's always a pleasure having you folks up here. It truly is. And as you realize, our economy depends on those three seasons, summer, winter, and the hunters and the snowmobilers, but it is what it is. All right, my friend, we're going to go ahead and clear the channel here and see if I can't get something down in my old gullet here this evening. Take care, and best to you and yours, sir. WRZT544, Sheboygan County, Bob monitoring and clear on your final.
Roger that, there, Bob.
Yep,
take care. Stay warm, stay dry. have a good evening, and we'll get back with you later. Now, time to relax and enjoy it up there. If you guys didn't have such a beautiful country up there, we wouldn't go up there all the time. But I'm counting the days until springtime that I can get back up there again. I'm not much of a winter sports person, so yeah, I stay off the slopes and off the skis. Even the sleds with the motors on them, I stay off those things too. All right, take care. We'll have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73 WSTT 439, Dave, in Flushing. Now we're out. Frequency clear.
Copy, Dave. 73rd.
Unreadable. WSTM 924.
WRWX221 monitoring.
WSOA 842.
WSL3852.
Hey, what's going on? Are you coming in from Durand Road?
Yep. Is it on the right?
Yeah. You're slaughtering it. Yeah, we'll stay frying in the background, but considering what you're on, I mean, you got one of my antennas, but yeah. I just figured out tonight in the dump truck I can use my police radio and get in from Owasso with no problem. Somebody said a little bit of bacony, but I was coming all the way. You're going to learn there's something called hotspots, and that's areas in your house which are good to transmit from and hear from, but you move a couple inches and they're gone. Also, try to keep your radio upright so your antenna is up and down. And then, I don't know, I got to get online right now and order stuff so we can build more antennas at work and have one at your house. We need to build you a Motorola for your house.
Yeah, we do. So I want something weird. I don't have to consume the battery on this mobile thing, and I can kind of like leave this thing in my truck.
Let me change speakers real quick on this Motorola. Because you sound very nasally.
You sound perfectly fine to me. So does everyone else so far.
Okay. Say something again. I just switched speakers.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I mean, this, obviously I'm using a brand new speaker, the old speaker, but this radio is only a year old. So, I think the handheld speaker sounds better than maybe it was my speaker. Are you running 12 kilohertz spacing or 25?
I have no clue what that means.
In your menu, there's an option for wide or narrow band. It's normally what it's called. Some radios just say 25, 20, and 12.5.
It's currently set to wide band.
Probably. I meant to throw the programmer on your radio and drop a bunch of stuff in it. I just realized why my microphone does not work on the XTS 3000 or 5000. It's because the public service mic is made for a HT1000 family line. So there are no pins in the place in which there should be. Lost you or something. WSUI 42.
WSUI 52. I'm still here. Sorry, people are blowing up my phone.
Oh, to buy televisions? I just got a genius idea. I'm going to list all those Game Boys that I ordered for stocking stuffers. I'll print a sign tomorrow and put it out as a billboard. Make a nice banner sign or something. Put it on the building.
I might want to order some more of them because I think around this time of year something like that would sell out of it.
Well, I already made all my money on them, so time to deal them. I give them fair prices. I'll give them real fair prices, $20 a piece. Are you using that handheld microphone?
Yes, I am.
Pull that off and try going direct. I'm curious, because you do sound like you're very inhibited. And I wonder if it's in the basement of the shop, because I had it out one time and talked on it, and somebody said I had a nose job.
All right, how about now? Is that any better?
That is 10,000% better.
Everybody else is saying that, I think they can hear me this time.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. The microphone that's on your radio is 1,000% better than that microphone. The best way to take care of that is to build a microphone.
I wonder if this one that I have could be modified, like open it up and put a better quality actual microphone inside of it.
Actually, that's what I'm thinking. Actually, you know what I'm thinking? It's even better than that. We take an old Motorola cop car microphone apart. We just cut the end off in it and put the correct pin out on it. It's the same thing. Oh, wait, use the speaker mic. Not a problem. We had a Motorola speaker mic and built that out.
What they were talking about on here earlier, but there was an interesting conversation happening about whether it makes a difference if your radio is in your hand or a signal goes, and I'm kind of curious what you take on the radio.
So you have CY842 for identification on the timer. It can. Like I said, hotspots, you got a little noisy in that last transmission. So, I got to order coax. Oh, man. I got so much stuff I got to figure out.
Yeah, ever since I unplugged that microphone, the quality went down, and if I move the radio from where it's sitting, it gets real scratchy. It's sitting really, quite literally, in the dead center of my bed, on my laptop, which is powered off completely, standing straight up. And if I move it anywhere else in the room, it goes pretty much 90% static.
Yeah, you're giving it a ground plane phenomenon. The only thing I have in stock over here is great big hard line. I'm going to have to order some stuff. There should be some spools of FMA microwave cable that would go off the top of your radio and into an adapter into a antenna that we can do tomorrow. But then you need a way to fasten the antenna. You need to be able to get up on your roof and attach the antenna to your stink pipe on your house.
Yeah, there's only a small problem with that. Me plus getting on the roof, those two don't belong in the same set ever.
Oh, what was that?
I said, concerning you getting on the roof, those two things don't belong in the same sentence ever. I am completely and utterly terrified of heights. Like, me going on the roof of the house is almost, like, hard now.
Oh. I was terrified of heights once. I used to go out on the roof of my building downtown all the time. And I started playing ham radio on the roof of my building. And then I built an antenna and had an antenna tower on the top of my building. And I climbed the antenna tower to put a bigger antenna up on top of that. And looked around the city and down at all the buildings and realized how pretty it was. And no longer had a fear of heights. But it was definitely a weird feeling. If my first dumb idea was I was going to get gravity vacuumed off the top of the roof, and that never happened. And then my other one was like, some kind of wind is going to blow me off the roof, and then I realized, no, that's not going to happen either. So I just kind of got over myself and hung a 6-meter antenna and had fun.
Yeah, I'm good on all that. If I wasn't afraid of heights, I could have had many a roofer job. He made really good money, but no.
Okay, whoops. I don't know if I was just banging on the thing or not. Yeah, I just found some SMA traveler cable. So I'm going to build an antenna. And then I'm going to build me a Motorola tomorrow to bring home for base radio.
I seen last night, too, there was a couple of different people in there that seemed to use multiple radios and whatnot on the same call sign or whatever. They'll say, like, base radio unit 2 or unit 3, and the one guy was explaining that he had 4 units. That he had one at home, and him and his wife both had mobiles, and then his parents had one somewhere. It was found a good part of distance away.
Yeah, because families can share call signs. And, oops, take the Empress out of my bag. And I brought home, did I bring it home? I thought I brought home a Bofang charger to charge garbage Bofang radio.
Can't find you if I have the gas charger for mine. I think they might be the same, I'm not sure.
Whatever you do with a Bofang radio charger, make sure you know the voltage, because it's not standard for like 12 volts. There's nothing generic. It's like 10 or something, or 5. I don't remember what it is. It's something specific, like maybe 7.2. I put a 12-volt charger in mine and came back, and the kitchen was on fire. How many volts is yours? Your wall wart, my wall wart is 10 volts. And I don't remember what my last one is that caught on fire. But I've had people argue with me that you can't catch these things on fire. Yes, you can. Plug the wrong charger into them. They'll charge the radio just fine for a while.
This one says the output of DC 8.4 volts, 500 milliamps.
Yeah. They don't take kindly to 12 volts, 5 amps. Because I grabbed a security camera power supply. And I was in a hurry to charge a Bofang up. But, live and learn. And my Quashang will use USB-C, which is kind of neat, but I even bought the bigger battery for the Quashang, but it gobbles those batteries up. It gobbles things up like a fat girl at a cupcake factory.
I think the point you're making is there's no, like, 12-volt DC type plug for this desk charger. It's literally just a one-time lead going into the back of it. And it says the output for the radio itself is 8.4 volts.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm listening to you like you're on sideband because you have a little bit of a constant static fry. But, yeah, okay. You do not have, you have like my Quashang. It's, you can't take the connector off the back of it, which is good for people who lose things. So, that's my other downside. I have misplaced many cables, and actually that's how I burnt the one charger up.
Yeah, I haven't used the desk charger yet because the battery itself has the high C port built into it, and I kind of want to get an extra battery for it so I can keep one on standby and just swap them out when I need to. the one that came with two batteries, but it only came with one, and the one I was looking at originally was like $36.99, and it came with two batteries, and the one I bought was $30, and it only came with one. I didn't realize that I was able to pop the other one.
Yeah, you gotta watch the sales. It's just like when I'm shopping in Agro City. You'll click on one thing, it looks like what you want, and then all of a sudden it's completely not at all what you want. It was just kind of clickbait to get you there, but it's sort of relevant to what you're looking for. It's just the accessory.
Now another question I have on that is, there a way I can set something up where, say, the radio unit itself can stay in my rack? This is right next to a window, which makes putting an antenna outside really easy. Would there be a way the radio stay in the rack, and I could, like, say, set up a remote mic and speaker at my desk?
Yeah, real easy. A hundred ways to do that. And I don't know, man. We could probably build an antenna tomorrow that you can hang right outside your window. Just get it, you got to get it like a couple feet away from your aluminum siding. It needs to be above the house, or it needs to go out in the yard away from the house by a few feet. So you don't have too much reflection, but you're going to have a dead spot. So the best way is to be up in the air and omnidirectional. So it doesn't attenuate you.
If I had enough cabling, there's a massive wooden hip playset in my backyard that has like the big thing that goes way up into a slide. And I could pretty easily get up into that and mount an antenna. But that's out in the backyard a good way. Otherwise, I could probably build some kind of a tower, like maybe on my back porch, or see if there's a way I can get it up, like maybe mount it on the peak of the house or something, at the one end. I don't know how I would go about doing that, but because I don't even have access to a ladder that can get up that high.
I don't know. It reminds me, I gotta call one of my other guys to come out. I gotta have the storage truck. I want the front steering tires put on my dump truck because all 10 of those tires, or all 6 of those tires on that truck are brand new. So I don't want to throw the coin out on them tires. Those were $2,800. So and remember to do that tomorrow also if it's not raining. That reminds me of the, I believe the truck out back at the shop is in excellent operating condition. You know, I throw one of the long ladders in there. I think that was a 17 or 18 foot truck. It'll hold the big ladders we've got.
I didn't catch what you said. I interrupted part of it, I guess.
The truck behind the shop, the box on that, well, it's like 18 foot, I think. It'll hold those great big ladders. I don't know if I have a great big ladder at the shop. I do. I have the one that I do to get up into the ceiling to when I put some lamps up.
I mean, a foot under charge, I could probably get one of my buddies that lives within 15 or 20 minutes of here to come out and find the ladder and mount the antenna to the side of the house, but I'm not too keen on height, so the ties you put like right on the feet, I'm thinking like it's the right side of the house for the living room, so that's where I'm going to put all that anyway.
Yeah, I might be here a better bit. Started an organized fire in my house. I can warm the place up a bit. I still haven't turned on my diesel furnace yet. I haven't even unboxed my new one. I bought a brand new one. I'm going to take the old one and move it out to the 48-foot trailer workshop. I'm going to set it up in there. But I don't know. Oh, I'm not as motivated this year.
You must not have caught Lowered Expectations' new video he just posted the other day. Heaters just come out with a new one of them heaters, and it's like a sneeze. I mean, like, it's supposed to be way better than the previous models, and they're advertising it as an 8 kilowatt. I didn't catch if it actually is, but it's not much more than the ones we have. But I'm going to do a test real quick. I'll be back in just a second. I'm actually going to go out and check on the diesel heater. It's at the other end of the house, and I haven't run it tonight. And I want to see how well this radio works in my living room, because if I move it anywhere else, I'll start getting static. Tell me how much static I get at the end of this transition. I'm moving away from where I had it sitting right now. And stop.
You had a couple of static crashes. And then you went back to your standard steak fry going on in the back. So, I don't know how I'm doing. I know one thing, though. This radio is gorgeous.
From what I can hear, you sound pretty good. There's like a little steak fry sound going on for me, but I think that's just something in the radio transmission, because I seem to hear that with everybody.
Honestly, I don't know how you're getting in. I don't know how that repeater out there is straight magic. I blew myself away. Actually, here, I'm throwing. You know, that tape we bought did not anger the RF gods. I'm not bothering to take the tape to work. I don't know how the hell that works. I'm blown away. I was in the dump truck, and I got connection to Flint. And that would never happen in ham radio 2-meter environment. Never. Well, I gotta jump out of here. I gotta read a new Motorola service manual before I consume my liquid salads. And then get primed up and ready to come in tomorrow.
Alright, I think I'm going to call my buddy who's in Texas anyway.
Alright, I'll see you tomorrow. It's WFUY 842. And, yeah. This battery is not an authentic Motorola battery. I just did the Motorola battery algorithm on it, and I said no. All right, WFUY 842, I'm out of here.
All right, have a good one. WFUY 853 monitoring. WFUY 853. Transmitting from the other end of the house, how well can I be heard?
WFUY 842. Yeah, you're good. Sounds normal. So, I got the old girl sitting in the Empress charger right now. I don't believe in battery muscle memory or anything, but I don't know why. She seems to have a lot more juice in her tonight. Maybe it wasn't fully charged when the batteries arrived. FUY 42 out.
I'm not sure how well you heard me, but
The other end of the house was utter garbage.
I missed that. I just about started an argument with Jess because my phone went off and she'd ordered inventory for something that I thought was done. So I'm now waiting for an explanation.
I was just saying I wasn't sure how long you heard me because the reception out in my living room is better started. It's like nothing but static. I have to hold the radio like way up at the ceiling to even just barely make out what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, there's hot spots. The more interior to the house you get, the more stuff that's in the Fresno path. So your radio's got to work hard. Well, your radio's not going to work any harder. Your house is going to absorb a whole lot more RF. And you're going to absorb a whole lot more repeater coming at you.
It probably doesn't help that my really potent Wi-Fi was like 5 feet away.
Wi-Fi's on 2500 or 5000. Okay, she just explained what she's doing. She needs a special cable that can only be bought with the entire piece of equipment, and that'll fix the Millennium Falcon so that it can go back on patrol. Works for me, but she still yells at me for buying expensive stuff. My goodness. Well, all right, I gotta get out of here and eat this service manual. I gotta wait for Mother Motorola to catch up with me before Depot gives me access to the crap I want.
WSFW 932 monitoring.
WRTX 930, monitoring. WRTX 930.
Evening 930, WRZP 544.
Oh, good evening there, Bob. I'm back on my home repeater here, home turf, back in Saginaw County. Approaching the home now. The rain finally stopped. Man, it was raining up by you.
Roger that. It hasn't quit, but there's nothing mixed in with it, so that's good news, Roger.
Yeah, there was a little snow mixed in with that stuff there, too. Finally, I'd like to see the snow.
Well, you hang in there. It won't be long, and we'll have plenty of it, Roger.
I hope so. I hope we don't have a winter like we had last year, where we had like a two-week season. That was no good. I like the snow. I like seeing snow.
Go ahead, Jack, and channel's yours. WRZP 544. Back to you, Jack. I'm loving visiting.
I'm back in the Saginaw repeater, Jack. Does this one sound better or worse? I'm still on the road, affirmative, but I'm about 3 miles from home, so I'm going to be home pretty quickly here.
What you got to do, push the pedal down, and you'll be very quickly, Roger.
Well, the last 3 miles is a nasty dirt road, so I'm going real slow.
With all that rain out there, I don't blame you. W-I-N-G, Brady.
Rain here, the stars are out. Beautiful night.
And I don't see none of them here. I don't know what happened. Maybe they're all up north. Not here. Not in the south.
It looks like there's some more clouds to the south, but it's clear right here in the Birch Run area.
Hey, Bob. I can't see a thing. It's raining and heavily overclouded and dark as can be, Roger. No stars, no moon.
Again. Still raining there in Sheboygan County, huh? Yeah, it was pouring when I moved through there. Pouring pretty much till about West Branch, then it kind of slowed down a bit.
Roger that. It's expected in the next couple of days. Overcast, rain occasionally, on and off heavy at times. Like I said, later this evening, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe mixed with snow. So it's all good. All right. Glad you made it home to the home 28. Always good to get home. WRZQ 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Hi, Jack. All right, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm just turning in my driveway here, so I'll be unpacking and saying hi to my wife here in a few minutes. But good talking to you. Thanks for the ride.
Bob, enjoy your rain. Jeff, for the rest of your evening. This is WRTX 930.
Hey, Ken, you take care. Tell the wife I said hello. And you guys have a good evening. Bob, same thing. You take care. Yeah, have a good evening. WRUG 48.
Roger that. 73rd to you both. WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, there monitoring the frequency.
WRWX 221 mobile monitoring.
A42 monitoring. Received. WSUY 842. Hey Justin, you guys coax on? WSUY 842. Calling Justin on Durand.
How come nobody's talking out here?
Mayville has been down most of the afternoon and evening. WRCY 565. And there's a big
good evening, Donald.
Get on the right radio.
I have not...
You, sir, are quite distorted and broken up for some reason. I even switched from Mount Clemens to Detroit, so I don't know if you're picking me up clear, but your audio out is in bad shape.
Okay, how about now?
On the Detroit side, you're coming across loud and clear. Let me switch back to Macomb.
Well, I'm fairly certain it's going to be me getting into the repeater, so that's not cool.
Uh,
That sounds a little noisy around the Macomb, but I can pick you up better than you were earlier because you were just breaking up and distorted. I'm in back on Macomb. But initially, yeah, it was a little rough.
All right, I'm back on Macomb now, high power. What about now?
Back to abnormality like the rest of us, solid and clear.
Okay, I'm trying different power levels. All right, this is mid-power. I generally don't like running this radio high power, but this is mid-power into Macomb. I'll copy.
Copy is good. Signal is good. A little like air hits in there, like you got a flat tire going down. But no, it's definitely there. I didn't really notice much difference between the two power levels.
Alright, I'm just... All I'm looking to do is make sure I'm not broken and distorted like you described earlier. So, good. But if this works, that's all I need to know. If this works, then I'm going to stay here. Because I like to be on Macomb and running the lowest power. I was on 5 watts on Macomb when you told me I was broken and distorted.
Well, I'm running 8 because I'm running the works on, works off, and so I can penetrate the walls. But I can run less power when I'm on the Detroit side of the wall, so to speak.
Roger, Dodger. All right, anyhow, what else is new and exciting? I've got I've had a fairly busy week. I got a lot going on and just haven't had any time to, I look over and the radio's not on or we're not connected, and I just, you know, then I get distracted and I end up going the whole day and I'm not even on. And like I was telling you last week, I got the kids all weekend, so that's going to preoccupy me from tomorrow evening through Sunday, so I don't think we're going to make breakfast. If I do, it'll be with the grandkids, but that's a lot of hassle for me to suit them all up to run over here for breakfast with a bunch of old men talking about radio. I think they'd much rather go to the original pancake house by their house.
Copy that, and fully understand, and time with grandkids is always a winner there. Pancake breakfast, not chicken dinner. So, you know, hey, fully understand it. I don't even know, like I say, what my schedule is going to be like between now and the end of the year. I will be there this Saturday, and next Saturday after Thanksgiving, I will be up north. And so, you know, we'll just miss each other for 2 weeks. And then after that, after I discuss with Joe and the family what we're going to do for the month of December, I'll know more about the Saturdays.
Well, there you go. It's just breakfast, so whatever works out, just let me know. I'll just assume I'm picking you up, unless I hear otherwise. It's not like it's a big hassle.
Yes, and I definitely thank you, and it is much appreciated. But, it's weird with the holidays coming up in December because the Christmas and New Year's holidays fall like in the middle of the week, and it's, you know, it falls on the day versus like Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday and those kind of holidays. But I don't even know what our plans are and so on and so forth. Even with this now, Joe's got to work
technically she doesn't have to work, but she has end of the month reports that she has to do. And I think the 28th is Thursday, Thanksgiving, and then he basically, in a way, has to do some paperwork Friday and a half a day on Saturday. But she can do it from her computer and be up north and be fine. But hopefully she'll have it all done before Thanksgiving Day and then just submit everything probably on Friday night from up north. So, it's just weird like that with this year. Christmas and New Year's falling in the middle of the week. So I don't even know what her schedule's going to be like. Roger.
Yeah, well, whatever. Like I said, it's always good to have family stuff going on, so not a problem. All right, anyhow, I heard you answer my call there. I was actually getting on the All-Star note, and I accidentally had the radio on the wrong side. So I just wanted to, Eric was complaining about how nobody ever listens or never answers over there, so I was calling him out on it. Let's see, is he down here on the... Nope, he's not down there either. Yeah, we got so many places. Everything's so fragmented. There's so many places you can go hide away. Anyhow. But unless there's anything else of significance, I'll cut you loose, bid you adieu, and maybe catch you in the morning.
Well, with this Wooks on, Wooks off, I have dual bands. So right now I am on the MIH here, and I'm monitoring the 2.6 on the upper side of the dual bander. So, I would have heard you either way. Between 2.6, scanning the MIA, locked in on the Troy 575, and putzing around a few other places. I'll generally hear you or somebody somewhere on this thing, because your radio does do a lot of scanning, and it is dual receive. So, all right, we will catch up with you between now and the weekend, and, won't see you this Saturday, because that's already carved in stone. Probably won't see me next Saturday, because it's carved in stone. But we'll do our best to keep in touch in between. Have a good night. Have a good rest of the week. I, for some reason, just can't fall asleep. That's why I'm up. And that's about it. Have a good night. WRCY 565. We're clear.
All right. Catch you later, Donald. WRUU 850. Good night. My coax has a long